climbing into the cockpit now. I've got the scriptures with me. We're going to have to kind of retune it here. There it is. Now let's set the brakes. Take a little bit of doing here on this particular plane today. Okay. And run up the engines a little bit. Brake set. And let's see how well you can test as I speak here. I think it's probably okay. Probably not too bad. I think that's a real revving going on there. Yeah, it's I've reset the brakes. Well, this passage in 1 Chronicles is in chapter 16, and I could start around verse 23, 1 Chronicles 16, 23, before we get clearance here from the tower. 16:23, sing unto Yahweh, all the earth, show forth from day to day his salvation, declare his power among the heathen, declare his power among the heathen. His esteem, or his kavod in the Hebrew, among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised, he also is to be feared above all Elohim. For all the Elohim of the people are idols, but Yahweh, not L-O-R-D, but Yahweh, Y-H-V-H, made the heavens. Esteem and honor are in his presence, strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto Yahweh, you kindreds of the people, give unto the Yahweh power and strength. Give unto Yahweh the esteem due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Praise Yahweh in the beauty of the separation, or beauty of pureness, I think I should have said there, instead of the holiness word. So, praise Yahweh in the beauty of pureness. Fear before him all the earth, the world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, Yahweh reigns. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof, let the fields rejoice, and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out in the presence of Yahweh, because he comes to judge the earth. Well, give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is great, for his mercy endureth forever. Say unto Yahweh, say, save us, O Yahweh, of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy separated name, and esteem in thy praise, and in power in thy praise. Blessed be Yahweh, sovereign of Israel forever and ever. And all the people said, Hallel Yahweh, praised Yahweh, and praised Yahweh. That's in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Our next reading will be 2 Chronicles when we get on up into the heavens here, symbolically speaking anyway. And we'll go to chapter 2, verse 6. But first of all, I got to call the tower here for the takeoff. We're pointed south here, about 170 degrees. That's runway 17. Okay, departing straight out or departing south, what the difference is, I don't know. So we could do them both here, departing south.
Here at Newport, Alpha Oscar, traffic, Boeing 69er, 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 taking off runway 17, departure to the south.
Then we're going to be taking off straight out.
Here at Newport, Alpha Oscar, traffic, Boeing 69er, 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 taking off runway 17, departing straight out.
Very good. That's Sandra, my co-pilot, radio person there. And 2 Chronicles, chapter 2, verse 6, we'll be speaking there. First, let's release the brakes here and get rolling. And and set the flaps for takeoff. Once we get down the runway a bit, we don't want to spatter them with gravel. And so far we're at 50 knots indicated airspeed. 70 knots. Increased power. 90 knots. Lifting off there.
Lift it off. Hit the brake first.
Acknowledge the squawk code, and basically she said that we are a type Boeing 7.17.
Squawk 1577, Boeing 9-6-9-er. Boeing 9-6-9-er radar contact 3 miles south of Kilo Uniform Alpha Oscar 1600. Current altimeter 2-9-9-2 Pacifica 9-9-7-4. Descend and maintain 3200.
Acknowledge the radar.
Descend and maintain 3,200. Pacifica 9-9-7-4.
Copy. Boeing 9-6-9-er.
Yeah, we're copying.
Boeing 9-6-9-er. Traffic is 6 o'clock. 3 miles. 500. Cessna Caravan. Support them in sight.
We have other competition.
Portland departure. Emerald Harbor Air 2266 is type Cessna Caravan. 1 mile south of Hilo Uniform Alpha Oscar. Request flight following. Sovereign, to dedicate it to him, and to burn before him sweet incense, and for the continual showbread, and for the burnt offerings, morning and evening, on the Sabbaths, and in the new moons, and on the solemn feasts of Yahweh, our Sovereign. This is an ordinance forever to Israel. and the house which I build to is great, for great is Yahweh above all mighty ones, above all Elohim. And I hope that interference is not too loud. But who is able to build him a house, seeing the heavens and the heaven of heavens cannot contain him? Who is able to build him a house? Here, let's, I want the complete attention here. In verse 6, 2 Chronicles 2:6, but who is able to build him a house, seeing the heavens and the heaven of heavens cannot contain him? Who am I then that I should build him a house, save only to burn offerings before him? H.I.M. Send me now, therefore, a man cunning to work in gold, and so on. And the chapter continues. Our next scripture verse reading will be in Deuteronomy 10, verse 14. Or actually, it'll be in... yeah, that's fine. That should be just fine there, I believe. Unless we didn't do 6:18. That's 1 Chronicles 6:18. So let's continue flying here north towards Portland.
4.3 miles to Terra 816.
Chronicles 6:18. Yeah, that is correct. And I'm flying a B-17, so it's fairly easy for me to look at the scriptures at the same time. So in chapter 6, verse 18, the word says, has nothing at all to do with what we're studying here. So I don't know if that was supposed to be 2 Chronicles 6:18 or not. Now listen to the droning of the engines there for a moment. But will Yahweh in every deed dwell with man on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house which I have built. And verse 20, O Yahweh, my sovereign, to hearken unto the cry and the prayer which thy servant prayed before thee, that thine eyes may be open upon this house day and night, upon the place where thou hast said that thou wouldest put thy name there, to hearken unto the prayer which thy servant prayed toward this place. We're flying over the Willamette River as we go north, and we're at 4,000 feet climbing, just ever so slightly, about 50 feet a minute or so. So Deuteronomy 10:14 is next. Sandra, I see that aircraft out there. You see it? Chapter 10. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is Yahweh's, thy sovereign. The earth also is his, with all that therein is. So, behold, the heaven and the heaven of heaven is Yahweh's, thy sovereign. The earth also, all that therein is. Nehemiah 9:6. Portland Approach, acknowledge. Contact Portland Approach.
Portland Approach, 969 with you. 5,100, short 3042 heavy, turn left, heading 215, Boeing 69 Portland Approach, roger, altimeter
turn left. So now I have to concentrate on my flying here for a moment.
Departure, flying November 17584, flight 94, east of hotel, request point following. Loading November 17584, Portland departure, squawk 645 2. Barron 816, contact Seattle Center on 124.2. Squawk 645 2, flying 584. Loading 584, radar contact 5 miles east of Brookdale, 2500. Turn altimeter 2992. Copy, flying 584. Approach Barron November 94816 with you. Barron November 94816 Portland approach. Roger. Altimeter 2992. Short read 042 heavy. Turn left heading 190. Turn left heading 190. Short 3042 heavy.
We are the Boeing 69. I'm looking at Nehemiah next. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6.
Contact Seattle Center on 124.2. Go into 124.2. Cessna 656.
Then even thou art Yahweh alone, that thou hast made the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein. Thou preserves them all, and the host of heaven praiseth thee. Even thou art Yahweh alone.
Short read 042 heavy, descend and maintain 3,200.
Okay, we're coming up the Columbia River now.
200, soar 3042 heavy.
And, see where we're located here for right over the Portland Airport. No, not yet. Well, we should be. I can see it visually, but for some reason our GPS here is not reading. Oh, I see. Okay. So the glide path is going to be slightly different than our orientation right now. Excuse me. And did you catch that Nehemiah 9, verse 6? Thou hast made the heaven, O Yahweh, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is there, and you preserve them all, and the host of heaven praiseth thee.
Short read 042 heavy, you are 22 miles northwest, turn left. 125, descend and maintain 2,000, clear ILS, runway 10, left approach, maintain 2,000 until established on the localizer. Contact Portland Tower on 123.775, turn left heading 125, descend and maintain 2,000, clear ILS, runway 10, left approach, maintain 2,000 until established, tower on 123.775.
I'm just going to go over the Columbia River and then neatly come back here. We're still at a high altitude of 4,000 feet, so we'll have to kind of cruise out over Washington State. And in Psalm, verse 3 of chapter 8 of the book of Psalms next. I can see Mount Helens, and I believe, yes, I can. I can see Mount Rainier. 8, verse 3, O Yahweh, and verse 1, our mighty one, how excellent is thy name in thy all the earth, who has set the esteem above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, and thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? And excuse me, I have to divert attention now to our flying here. We don't want to crash. We're going to leave the mountains behind us here and land it right there at Portland Airport. Okay, should be somewhere visually here pretty quick. There's the big island there. That off the screen. Mount Hood. These Boeing B-17s just about fly themselves. It's a 4-engine aircraft. Right now, I'm going to let you just listen to things here. I try to motivate around. See what I've done here. I'll just have the chance that it's off the starboard here to the Portland Airport. I haven't been concentrating what we're supposed to be doing. But Psalm 8, verse 3, verse 1 says, O Yahweh, O the Mighty One, O Yahweh, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy esteem above the heavens. Very beautiful passage of Scripture. And the next one will be in Psalm 19, verse 1. I am watching our flight path a little bit here. Psalm 19. Well, they need a little bit of flaps there pretty soon, Sandra. Well, not yet. We're going to use the landing gear here in a moment. The heavens declare the esteem of Yahweh, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Okay. So here we come in. We need some landing gear. Flaps here at the last moment. That's full flaps on it. Go ahead. Okay, that's enough. Keep it from landing or not. Power is off. Rough landing, wasn't it, there? Okay, flapped up. Very good. Any motors left? Oh boy, just at the end of the runway here. Okay. landing gear one now, please. Declare the esteem of Yama, and affirm him shows his hand. He's heading east of the Columbia River. Made a flight error here. Losing some altitude and speed. Resulting in some other problems. I saw him 89 first. Probably read the whole chapter there. We're doing okay. We're at 130 knots now. Gonna have to trim back on the power. Yeah, I think we'll be okay there for a while. Trimmed in flight there a little bit. Increasing altitude by a fair amount. Let me check here. That looks like about. It was 800 feet per minute, now we're dropping down to about 500 feet per minute. We're now at an altitude of 1,700 feet, that's 3,700 feet. And there's the sound of the motors in the background. Psalm 89 says, I will sing of the mercies of Yahweh forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations, for I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen, I have sworn unto David my servant. Thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations. Selah. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Yahweh, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto Yahweh? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto Yahweh? Yahweh is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the believers, the called out ones, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Yahweh, sovereign of hosts, who is a strong Yahweh? Who is a strong one like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea when the waves thereof rise, and thou stillest them. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thy enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine, as for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. We are in a flight here. This is Captain Stefan Yah. Been reading Psalm 89 and some other scriptures there. And we read verse 11, the heavens are thine, the earth also is thine, as for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. Now we are flying at an altitude of 5,000 feet towards south, towards Mount Hood, at a heading of 092. So we're flying east out of the Portland International Airport. And if we look behind us, you could see the Columbia River if you had a video screen, which we don't have hooked up here on this particular broadcast of Yahweh.name. And looking at Mount Hood there again. Psalm 104, verse 2, and Jeremiah 10. So Psalm 104 is next. So let's get back into the cockpit. You can hear the wind. Psalm 104, verse 1 and 2. Blessed is the man, blessed Yahweh, bless Yahweh, O my soul, O Yahweh, my mighty one, thou art very great, thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, who lays the beams of the chambers and the waters, who makes the clouds his chariots, who walks upon the wings of the wind. And you probably heard this, verse 4, who makes his messengers spirits, his ministers a flaming fire. Who laid the foundations of this earth, that it should not be removed forever, and covered it with a deep, with the deep, as with a garment, the waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke, they fled, at the voice of the thunder, they hasted away. They go up by the mountain, they go down by the valleys, unto the place which thou hast founded them, founded for them. And verse 9, Psalm 104:9, thou hast set a bound, that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sends the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. Now we're heading right up here to a vast lake that is south of Mount Hood. And that's Pea Clear Lake, or it's not Trillium. Trillium is fairly small. But it's possible that that is, I'm looking at Trillium Lake, quite a supply of water is trickling down from there. Jeremiah 10:12, and then I'll describe the mountain as we fly by it. We're at 6,000 feet, 6,200 feet. Jeremiah chapter 10, which does talk about idolatry. Yeah, it's a pleasure here to be with you today. If there's anyone there who would like to make a comment, or who is interested in the ministry, the email address is Stephanyah with a T, Stephanyah, T-S-E-P-H-A-N-Y-A-H, Stephanyah at Yahweh.name. So, quite a lake, quite a beautiful, huge lake there. That might be Olali Lake or something. Hear ye the word which Yahweh speaks unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith Yahweh, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. The customs of the people are vain. He talks about cutting a tree there. Okay, but I think our best there is Psalm 104, verse 2, that described the beauties that we're seeing here. Summertime, I want to go to Mount Rainier. Psalm 104, verse 2 and 1. Bless Yahweh, O my spirit. O Yahweh, my sovereign, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covers thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain. Okay, well, we've got quite a view here of Mount Hood now, ladies and gentlemen. Out our starboard window, it should be. And let's see, for some reason. Well, there we go. I kind of had to have a southwest window there to, for some reason, to get my view. We're flying at an angle of vernier, practically east 094, and Mount Hood is on our starboard, sort of a northeast in orientation to our ship there, but we're flying east, though we're not going northeast. And there's trees below, there's canyons, there's Paradise Park. If I'm correct, even if I'm not correct, that's Paradise Park. And beautiful canyons there. I would say we're about 5 miles or less from the mountain, maybe. A couple of miles from the mountain. I can check in here, but they might generate too much traffic if I do. Let me see here. Cascade Hood River. Yeah, I don't want to distract myself. I need to enjoy this mountain. We're at 5,500 feet flying on the west, or excuse me, flying in the east flanks of Mount Hood. And perhaps I can skew the view here. There we go. No, there's a generous view of Mount Hood and all of its flanks and ridges and arms here. And we'll be just about through with our program of this. We read from everything but Isaiah. I didn't do Isaiah today, but on another flight we will do that. Bring up the nose a little bit, Sandra, there, if you would. I'll kind of help here with my yoke. Our airspeed is kind of dropping there a little bit. There, let's go emergency power. It can be better. Just in case. Yeah. And now we're back up to 110 knots. And 120 now. They have a 20 knot wind from the southwest as we're flying east, so that explains how I got up to 140 knots so quickly. All of these Pratt & Whitney engines here are very responsive. Ship is light enough to where we can accelerate quite a bit here. Make some good altitude. 6,700 feet. Angels 6.7 to be exact. Angels 6.7 or 6,700 feet. And we'd be coming around to the southern side of the mountain. Y'all? Straighten up here, level out the ship some. Well, I'm trying to look up a scripture from Isaiah. Isaiah 42:5 is good. Isaiah. Yeah, let's do that. 42:5. so that should give you an idea how wonderful it is to get up here above the heavens, or excuse me, above the earth, actually. We're in the first heaven. And, yes, in the atmosphere just above the earth here, that's where we're at. We're not in outer space. Psalm 42, behold my servant, whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delighteth. And, of course, that certainly refers to the Messiah, but it can also refer to the Son, to David, King David. I have put my spirit upon him, he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he has set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. The isles shall wait for his Torah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us here on this beautiful flight east of the Portland, Oregon area, mainly. Well, we started out at Aurora, south of Portland. We flew north. We went over a little bit of Washington there, over the Evergreen Flightways and the... well, I can't even recall the name of the other airports... trying to look them up here, but I can't. Well, wait a minute now. No, wait. No, handoff. Portland approach. Acknowledge handoff there. Okay, thank you. I'm supposed to tune Seattle Center. Contact Seattle Center. Thank you. Near us are Wapanesha, OR-53, Green Acres Air Park. We want to see here, like, we're shouting to Hill. There's Hood River 4S2, 4 Sondra 2, Cascade Locks State Airport. Parrot Mountain, Eagle Nest Ranch, Beaver Oaks, Keyway, Rowena in the Dalles, Kruger, Schmitz. So lots of airports there. I think we'll come up with a landing there at Portland for you to have a finale. So let's leave the Mount Hood area now. And make a beeline for Portland International. We're at Angels 5. And 253, which is heading basically northwest. Checking my GPS. Isaiah 42, verse 21. Isaiah 42, Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the Torah and make it honorable. He said he wouldn't take away a jot or a tittle from his law. But he magnified the law, he explained it, and the statutes and judgments, and he made it honorable. Let's catch up to that airport now in Portland. There's two fine airstrips. Only trouble is, they're still too high. And there's our airstrip. My choice. Landing gear now. Successfully, just the same. So here we are on the ground. Interesting flight. Switched over to runway 21. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. May Yahweh bless you and Yahusha's name. And enjoy that heavenly flight. Someday, as Yahusha comes to us, at first the dead and Messiah will rise, as it says in 1 Thessalonians. First the dead and Messiah will rise, then we which are alive and remain shall be gathered together with Yahusha. Let's go to that verse there. I think we have time here. Yeah, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And I'm trying to navigate the ship at the same time and turn the pages of scripture here. Verse 16, for Yahweh himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of Yahweh, and the dead and Messiah shall rise first. The dead and Yahusha shall rise first. Then we which are alive We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet Yahweh in the air, and so shall we ever be with Yahweh. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. A red commercial jet parked down there on the tarmac, and it's a Cessna commercial jet there. Up to the terminal. Shalom.
Good day. This is Captain Eber. I hope that you have enjoyed this. Let us know your tastes, your desires, what you'd like to hear, if you really enjoy this program or not. Drop a line to Stefan Yah, Stefan Yah with a T, that's Stefan Yah, at yahweh.name, N-A-M-E. We'll be traveling to other areas of the world next time, but right now we got to go over here to the engineering side and feather the props in a moment. Shalom. Feather the props.